The assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. 50 years ago today led to violent riots here and across the country. And while some expressed their anger by looting and setting fires, other voices in D.C.'s African-American community pleaded for calm, and in one case, nearly paid a heavy price for it. We hear more now from WTOP's Brennan Hazelton in our special series, D.C. Uprising, Voices from the 1968 Riots.
Tonight, the White House and the Capitol are surrounded by federal troops. They were brought in on the orders of President Johnson.
I was in Indiana, and somebody came in and just crying, Dr. King, Dr. King had just been assassinated.
On April 4th, 1968, already well-known D.C. community activist Rufus Mayfield was 21 years old.
And when I flew into Nashville, the place just looked like someone had just dropped a bomb. The smoke, that dark smoke, was just billowing up.
Known to friends, congressmen, and the local papers as Catfish, Mayfield hit the streets as well, trying to get looters to stop.
And what I was dismayed with, how do you go and pilferage a store because Dr. King was killed? To this day, I never, you know, look at who he was.
Eventually, Mayfield says he wound up talking with an officer at a liquor store where some looting suspects were being held. The situation ended, and the young activist moved on.
And then several months later, I'm sitting there in the news and in radio, say, flash, Rufus Mayfield has just been indicted for interfering with a police officer.
His felony trial lasted several days.
I was scared, a lot of praying.
But eventually, Mayfield was found not guilty on all counts. While looking back on those days, he also thinks about where we are now, saying he was inspired by the action students took after the recent school shooting in Florida.
They're youngins, teenagers. The fire that's in their eyes when they talk, we still talking about the past. Where are those within our community?